Startup accelerators are a popular feature of the regional entrepreneurial landscape. One that's global in scope and ambition is the so-called Solve Initiative at MIT. There, competing teams are chosen to solve some of the world's toughest social problems. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
It's the third annual gathering of the Solve Initiative at MIT. The coming together of a community of competitors selected from more than 100 countries, comparing notes about their startups and getting high-level advice on their company's next steps. Alex Amayel is executive director of Solve.
I find incredible innovators across the world who respond to some of our challenges that we put out, and then I help connect these innovators with people who can help accelerate their work.
The 38 solver teams in the latest class were chosen from over 1,000 submissions. To get a share of the $650,000 in prize money, their startup companies had to address specific social challenges in four categories: health, learning, economic prosperity, and sustainability. One of this year's winners is London-based EAK. Priya Nirmal of the design team says the problem they want to solve is unconscious bias girls face when studying technology.
We don't want to see one more girl afraid of learning to code, so we designed EAK to eliminate these fears.
EAK stands for Erase All Kittens. It's an online video game. The goal? Save cartoon kittens by coding.
Players are encouraged to fix mistakes and keep going instead of giving up.
Pink pantaloons! You should be more careful. This would never have happened in my day. You could have flown on your gentleman puffin or coded your way across.
Erase All Kittens has 130,000 active players in more than 100 countries.
See how changing the code changes your surroundings? You can write anything you want.
According to user feedback, 95% of girls playing Erase All Kittens say they want to learn more about code. Closer to home is another winning team, Somerville-based nonprofit Green Gas Movement. It hopes to put the power to solve climate change in your hands. Co-founder Kyle Kornack says the plan is to install a payment system at gas station pumps so drivers can pay a carbon tax when they fill up with fossil fuel.
So by pressing this button, you choose to donate 10 cents more per gallon that we then direct towards accredited, rigorously vetted projects that reabsorb your car's pollution into forests and clean energy projects.
Green Gas had another problem to solve. Co-founder Liam Madden had to sell gas station owners on the idea.
The most important thing for them was giving them a tool that helped them engage their customers and brought loyalty. It also differentiates their brand.
The first local green gas stations are set to operate later this summer. Putting your money where your social values are and making connections is what Solve is all about. It's got some high-profile people backing the initiative. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma is on board. So is Eric Schmidt of Alphabet, the parent company of Google. At the MIT reception, there was new money in search of creative solutions. Gary Magnet was working the room, reading name tags, handing out business cards.
Just recently, I conceived of a new form of venture that I think will meet an unmet need in starting very early stage companies.
Magnet says his company, ICV Venture Engineering Fund, lends out small amounts to startups. He's got $25 to $50 million to invest. If your company builds a proven, scalable, transformative high-tech solution to a social problem, Magnet is your man.
And we work with the founders to go out on this journey to discover the truth about that technology.
The MIT initiative also holds solve-a-thons throughout the year and around the world. At a reservation in North Dakota, the focus is on solar energy and sustainable housing. There's an innovative education project at Build Palestine and workforce skills training for disadvantaged youth in Quito, Ecuador. The next class of prize-winning solve teams will be announced in September at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.